Now, as we know, face coverings are now mandatory on public transport and in retail outlets, but many people are choosing to wear Perspex face shields rather than the cloth face masks when they're out shopping. But how much protection do those face shields offer, and are they as safe as masks? Well, we'll talk to a GP shortly about that, but first, our reporter Joan O'Sullivan has been speaking to shoppers in Dublin today to ask whether it matters whether you wear a face shield or a face mask.
Well, either, I think, once the face is covered, like your mouth is covered and the visor comes right down to under the chin, so it's still protecting you.
Do you think it matters whether you wear a face mask or a face visor?
I feel it does, especially in shops. I feel it's a lot safer. Thinking of other people, not only yourself.
For me, it doesn't make a difference either way, visor or mask.
You think they're both equally efficient?
I do.
I think it matters that you wear one or the other, but I think a mask is better. The face visor, you can breathe down on whatever.
I think it does, yeah. I think it matters. I think a visor, probably better in a service situation, but I think in the mask, you know, it's better for just general uses.
For some people, the visor is probably better. The masks, you know, can get quite stifled at times, but it is nice to be dealing with somebody who has a visor on.
Ma'am, I see you have a visor there. Can I ask you why you've picked a visor as opposed to a cloth mask?
I'm presenting at a charity event today, and we're using visors because we're interacting with people. Also, I have Parkinson's disease, so wearing a mask makes it very, very hard for me to breathe.
Do you think they're both equally as efficient?
No, ideally I would have a mask and a visor on. I have a mask right here with me. So if I was, for example, to go into a shop or a restaurant, I would put my cotton mask that I have here in my bag on as well as the visor. I'd need both because I'm in that higher risk category.
Do you think it matters whether it's a cloth mask or a visor?
I think I prefer the mask, to be honest. I just feel the visor might get up. At my age, I feel if the wind blew or anything, something might get up. I feel safer on this one.
Some people in Dublin there are talking to our reporter Joan O'Sullivan. Well, I've been speaking to Dr. Nuala O'Connor, who is the COVID lead for the Irish College of General Practitioners. And I asked her, do visors offer the same protection as masks?
I think probably the best way to explain this is by what we do actually in practice, what I do as a GP. So definitely a surgical mask, so a mask which covers my nose and my mouth, is superior than wearing a face covering when I'm working as a GP. And you have to think about what you're trying to do with this. So we know that the virus is coming out in our breath, in our coughs and in our sneezes. So when you think about it, you want something that's going to capture any of those viruses. So if you have something that fits snugly over your nose and your mouth, then that's got the best chance of catching any virus particles. Now, a face shield will offer a good deal of protection as well, particularly from the person that you're interacting with. If they sort of cough or sneeze as they're breathing, most of the virus is going to be captured on the front of that face visor. But as you can imagine, if I as a doctor was wearing a visor, then if I was coming in close contact with a patient, then some of my breath could come out below that visor. So if I happened to be secreting some virus, then, you know, it's just not as good. The visor is not as good as a face mask. But there are situations where I need to use them because it's important for me to have an effective consultation or interaction with the patient. So say, for instance, if I have a deaf patient, they're lip reading. So obviously they need to be able to see my face. And just in some situations, it's much easier if we wear the visors. But
yes,
in terms of your specific question as to which is superior, definitely the face mask is superior.
Yes, because we do have people in the teaching profession, for example, who are advocating for the use of visors instead of masks because they want to communicate. They want that visual contact with their students. Is it appropriate in those circumstances then to be wearing a visor instead of a face mask?
Well, I think what we have to do is we have to come back to what actually is the government recommendation, Justin. So the government recommendation is for face coverings, and they specify that it's a cloth face covering as opposed to a visor. So that is a technical point which would have to be the subject of a decision by government and by the National Public Health Emergency Team.
So if somebody asked you, for example, should I wear a visor going into a shop or on the bus to work, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say to them that the face covering is better. So it's the best way to protect themselves and to protect others. But we do understand that there's some situations where people really feel that they're very uncomfortable wearing them. But what the question that I would say to them then is, well, should you really be going on public transport? You know, if you can't wear what is recommended to protect you and to protect others, maybe it's best to rethink your form of transport.
It's all then about the level of risk. Do you think people are aware of the difference then between the visor and the mask?
It's something that I think it's important that people do understand, and that they understand that the government recommendation on face coverings is to use a cloth face covering as opposed to a visor. So the preference really would be to wear a face covering. But I do understand that there are certain situations where a visor, while it may not be as good, is better than wearing nothing. Another situation that we come across in practice is people who are communicating with their elderly parents or relatives, because again, sometimes older people find the mask a real obstruction to an interaction. And in those situations, what we're advising people is to wear the visor, but to try to maintain. But we mustn't forget this, the 2 metre distancing is also extremely important. So it's maintaining your distance from somebody and having a face covering to capture the virus particles. It's a combination of things along with, you know, the hand washing and the cough etiquette. And obviously the most important thing, Justin, is that if anyone is feeling unwell, that they shouldn't be interacting with people. They need to stay at home from work and from interaction with others.
That's Dr. Nuala O'Connor, who's the COVID lead for the Irish College of General Practitioners, speaking to me a short time ago.